You're listening to the Open Democracy Minute, keeping Granite State government by and for the people. If you listened to the press last week, you may have heard that the sweeping democracy-saving voting rights and anti-corruption bill, the S1 for the People Act, is dead. But as Mark Twain said, the reports of my death are greatly exaggerated. Last week's vote made clear that the For the People Act has no Republican support, and Democratic Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia said he won't support the bill as is, but he has offered amendments, and negotiations have ramped up on a modified bill. The big blocking point is not Senator Manchin or even Republicans at this point, it's the filibuster, which requires 60 votes to stop, and last week's vote ended in a 50-50 tie. Manchin said he's open to dropping the number of votes to stop the filibuster to 55 and making the filibuster an old-school standing filibuster. While most democracy advocates favor doing away with the filibuster altogether, New Hampshire Senators Maggie Hassan and Jean Shaheen have not made it clear how far they will go to change the filibuster and get the For the People Act passed. The Senate switchboard is 888-453-3211. Negotiations on S1 and the filibuster are expected to continue in the U.S. Senate until August. As Granny D said, democracy is not something we have, it's something we do. For the Open Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.